In the late 1800s, people in the West who required treatment for mental illness were sent to Brandon, Manitoba. By 1911, however, the population of Alberta had grown substantially, and as historian Dorothy Field explains, the government of the new province of Alberta decided to build Alberta Hospital at Ponoka.
Well, it was based on modern principles, at least principles that were modern at the time, and that were expounded in the facility at Utica, New York. There were cells, as they were called, for the patients, administration facilities, and perhaps one of the most important things for the concept of the treatment of mental illness at the time was actually its location out in the country. It was believed that nature had a therapeutic effect on people with disturbed mental processes, and that it could play a large role. The peace and quiet of being in the countryside and surrounded by nature would go a long way to helping people to recover.
Looking more like a large country residence, in 1911, Alberta Hospital was considered a great improvement over 19th century asylums.
In earlier times, mental institutions, asylums, were often rather like prisons in their appearance, with bars on the windows and so on. And this building is constructed of red brick. It has three stories and has a number of features which make it actually look more like a residential building than an ominous institution. It's got wide overhanging eaves and porches and bow windows and a sort of a general irregular outline, so it's not just a big blocky building that looks overpowering.
Chief engineer for the new hospital was William Todd Sr. Construction materials were transported by train, then hauled several miles to the building site.
Well, it's built in a rather different way than many other buildings, in that it's actually supported on piles which were pounded into the ground, and then the foundation of sandstone was laid on top of that. The superstructure of the building is of concrete, brick, and steel, and was rather advanced and modern for the day.
Several buildings now make up the Alberta Hospital complex at Ponoka. The original building still stands, although it only houses offices on the main floor. On the Heritage Trail, I'm Cheryl Croucher.
Heritage Trails is made possible in part through a generous grant from the Alberta Historical Resources Foundation, working with Albertans to preserve and interpret our heritage.